You're listening to SBS News.
Kevin Baird is a self-confessed human guinea pig, and a proud one at that. Only 8 weeks ago, the Victorian farmer suffered a debilitating stroke that affected his speech and body function. Within hours, he had become the first patient in the world to receive a groundbreaking stem cell infusion that showed almost immediate beneficial effects on the 67-year-old. Hudson Institute researcher Associate Professor Rebecca Lim says within days, he was showing remarkable improvement.
Yeah, so the unique property of these amniotic stem cells is that they're well tolerated. They don't have to be matched, they don't have to be tight. So rejection is not a risk that we have to deal with.
After a stroke, 2 million brain cells die every minute. And with time critical, Professor Lim hopes this stem cell therapy could become standard treatment for patients in the aftermath, even in the ambulance on the way to hospital.
The procedure is fairly simple. An IV line is put into the patient and the stem cells are transfused. And that's the end of it within an hour.
Professor Lim says with strokes killing millions globally every year, the breakthrough has attracted international attention.
Having presented our research around the world, one of the first things that we hear from our colleagues in Europe and in North America was, wow, never heard of that before. Where are you from again?
Further stamping Australia on the map as a medical research hub. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.